that you feel the lowest, and he loves you, and he wants to know you. And he's wanting to enter your life. And so we just gave that opportunity, and so many of them were just so blessed by that. And you could see this choice, because they had to choose between eating this food and chasing the trucks that went by and be the first one there. And they'd look, and you'd see them kind of decide, and they ended up staying. And we just got to minister to them and share with them the love of Jesus. And that's what the Christian life is about. It's about loving on people around us. It's the one marking characteristic that they said, well, they'll know your Christians by your love. So let's go to the next one. We did also an outreach with the children. There's a lot of needy children there. And so we were able to, as a team, we brought school supplies for about 80 children. We got to pour into them, do some crafts with them. We got to do some amazing just lessons with them, and just pour into the children. And it was a fantastic time, just to bless and be the hands and the feet there in Guatemala with the children. Let's go to the next slide. Yeah, one of the beautiful children. You can just see just joy. And this is one of the, you can see kind of almost in their face, there's a lot of Mayan ancestry there. And so with that, you can kind of recognize it in their facial structures, but there's a lot of traditional indigenous belief that you have to get past in order to ministry. And so sharing with them that there is only one God, and there's not all these multiple, and there's one named Jesus, and he loves you, and he wants to know you, and he's died for you, and he's made a pathway to heaven. Like, so it's just amazing to go share that message, and so many of these children were so encouraged by that. Next one. So I don't know if you can fully see this, but this is a picture of Jesus tonight. So God bless us with this. I don't have time to tell you the whole story, but we have this home that's just perfectly equipped for doing ministry. And again, it's a testimony to when God calls you something, he'll equip you to do it. And so he called us to do ministry there. He called us to minister to youth there. And he gave us a home that has this outside structure that we can host these 30, 40, 50, 60 Belizean students and just minister to them, do basically a worship service every Sunday night, and just pour into them. And it's just amazing to see the lives transformed. Go to the next one. What's also really cool is that our children get to be part of it. And right there in the middle is Elizabeth. There's one of these things is not like the other, right? And it's just amazing how that our children get to be on mission with us, because in so many ways, mission is, it really starts in the home. It starts with transferring faith to the next generation. And sometimes we can't all do that. I know there's situations, but man, if it's meant to go from generation to generation. And so it's amazing to see not just, you know, my wife doing ministry or myself doing ministry, but beginning to see our children be part of different things in different ways. And so this is getting ready. Before we did an outreach in a different village, we went out, we prayed as a team before we went out. Let's go to the next slide. There's our little son. We went out to a rural, I mean, we went to this place called Poite, and it's on the border of Guatemala, and so we drove 3 hours to southern Belize. Once the road stopped, then we had another 2.5 hours on dirt road just to get out to this Mayan village. And we got to do ministry there, went to the different homes. You can see just thatched roofs. I mean, we're out in the jungle, basically. No Wi-Fi, no electricity, no water. I mean, you're looking at your phone with, like, no service, and you're like, what do I do? But here's little Judah, you know, just going, you know, house to house with us, and, you know, got to pray for some of the different people that live in these villages and just share good news. We did an outreach with the children there. We had about 100, 150 children come through and do some songs and things. And one of the things that was just cool was to, again, see our daughter be part of it, but even Judah, you know, like he's been learning, he called it football, because that's what you call soccer down there. And he's been playing football, but he's out there barefoot, you know, playing soccer, playing football with all the local boys. And it's just amazing how God, even just in the small details, I told you we were originally supposed to go to Greece, but we pivoted to Belize. And we got there right at around Independence Day, their independence. And so we were going on this parade, and we were going to be helping, handing out water bottles to to the people that were standing there for the parade, and we were putting on like stickers and all sorts of things, that, you know, Belizean, you know, all sorts of different things. And one of the Belizean girls like was putting a stash, little sticker on our son, and she lifted up his arm, and on his arm, his birthmark. She's like, "Your birthmark's in the shape of Belize." And we're, so like, and it's just so funny, like we joke, buddy, like, "You were born for this, you were made for this, buddy." And but it's just in the small details, seeing like your children being able to be part of stuff and go and just, it, you know, play soccer and play football and take, you know, go out there and pray for people, even at 5 years old. Man, it's amazing how God can use us when we give him our yes. Let's go to the next slide if we can. This is in our outreach to Belize City. Belize City is known for being a little bit dangerous. If you were to jump on the U.S. you know, government's website, they would say, "Man, like if you go to Belize, stay out of Belize City. It's not a good place." I joked around, like one person said, "It's the best thing to do in Belize City is just go, is leave." But here we got to do an outreach. Here's one of our small teams that we went into this village and around this church that we partner with. We know the pastors. And we just invited them to church. And like, you know what, the next Sunday, some of them showed up. And then two Sundays later, one of them got baptized. So it's just amazing that sometimes we just put our own limitations in our mind that, no, they don't want to hear, or I'm too afraid. But when we step out, God, you know, when we step out, that allows God to send his power and to do things through us that we could never even imagine. So let's do the next slide. Got to, every Sunday, I get to do some music. I play piano professionally. I've recorded some different albums and things like that. And God, that's something that God's used in my past. I've been able to play at different churches and different places, you know, around pretty much everywhere. And but it's just amazing how God can take something that you've used all your life and use it in a different place. And so we did a worship night where I just got to play, and just people were just trying to hear from the Lord. They were just writing down Bible scriptures, and I was just encouraging. And here's, you know, just people just bowing and just trying to hear from the Lord. And again, God gives us all different gifts, and when we use them, he can, when we give him what's possible, and he brings the impossible, and he does what we can't do. And so it just takes us, again, stepping out and giving him our yes. Let's do, this is my wife Amanda getting a chance to just minister at one of the children's home, a girls' home. A lot of them come from, there's a lot of different very bad situations. If you can imagine it, it's probably happened with young girls and teenage girls in homes there. And so there's a lot of broken families, a lot of broken relationships, and there's homes for children that have walked through a lot of different things. And so here's Amanda just getting a chance to love on some of the girls that live in that home and just do a craft with them that basically teaches them that, hey, like I'm a daughter of Christ, and God loves me no matter what's happened in my life. He's there for me, and he's wanting to restore and renew my life. And so it's amazing to be bearers of that message. And so, and then there's one other man is a nurse, so she's gotten a chance to do some education, health education, with just training some other community workers. And so my encouragement is basically, you know, as we're just a normal family. We've got two kids, 10 and 5, but God called us out to it, and he's equipped us and he's encouraged us to go, and we did, and he's making, you know, just impacting a nation, and now nations, plural, through us. And we know that you guys have been partnered with us in that. And so we just want to say thank you for believing in us, and thank you for partnering with us. And you know, it's just such an encouragement. So one other thing I do want to share too. We'll give you our cards. I don't think I have a card, but on the cards is this QR code. You can scan it. You can get our newsletter. But we also have Matt and I are blessed. We have a digital ministry too. So we have our own ministry called The Missional Life, and we go around and encourage Belizeans to use their gifts, because we all have different gifts. No matter what, 1 Peter 4:10 says we all have these gifts. And we're supposed to use them. And so one of the big ministries down there is just helping people know what their gifts are and then giving them opportunity to go and do that, whether that's, you know, serving in the church or going to different, you know, parts of Belize or going to different countries and using those gifts as well. So our ministry is called The Missional Life, and we encourage people to use their gifts. And that's why I'm encouraging you guys, like, man, wherever you are, whether it's Archbold or Fulton County or, you know, Ohio or U.S., wherever he's called you to reach and whatever he's called you to do, he's equipped you and he's given you gifts to do that. And with that, so we have a devotional, that 31-day devotional you can grab, you know, just download and grab. But also, there's a podcast. God has given us a digital ministry. I do music online and create music for that. But then we also have a podcast where we get to interview Christian leaders from around the country and around the world. We've had Christian musicians. I don't know if you remember the band Petra, but we had John Schlitt, the lead singer of that. We've had Selah, the musical group Selah on the show. We've had Pat Boone on the show. God just connected us with different people, and we've interviewed people from The Chosen. And so we believe that faith comes from hearing and hearing from the Word. And so when we hear what the Word is doing in other people's life, when we hear what Jesus is doing in other people's life, and through that, it gives us the ability to have faith for what he can do in our life too. So I encourage you to maybe listen to the Missional Life podcast too. It's just one of the ways that we help encourage people to live the mission of God in their life. And so that's my encouragement to you. Thank you for helping us and partnering with us in reaching Belize and Central America and helping us light flames and encourage people to find what God's uniquely gifted them for. And man, you guys, you know, you're here, but man, God's called you guys to reach this community in your different ways, whether you're, you know, young, old, you know, whatever that looks like. Man, if you're here, God's not done. And he's got something for you. So whatever he's speaking to your heart, whatever he's put on that your heart to do, man, whether it's just cooking a meal for somebody or going to mow their lawn or whatever that is, those small things, man, it's just an act of love. And when we love people, man, that's the kingdom. You know, they'll know you're Christians by your love, by just doing those small things, man. And we're all just doing the best we can. We're doing it in Belize. And I just, I'm so excited. I know you guys are already doing it, but I just want to encourage you to keep going and keep reaching this community because people need to know Jesus. So thank you. It's an honor to be here. Thank you, Pastor Eric, for the invitation to come share today.
Thank you, Dan, and for sharing. Dan was also very conscious of his time. He, you know, spoke to me before the service. I said, no worries. Congregation's very mission-minded. You just go and finish. You're going to have that same thought for the pastoral-minded, right, when it comes time for, but thank you. Want to thank Katie Martinez in her courageous way of leading the JYF lock-in Friday night. I got to attend that. Loud and active are two words I came away from that group. I'm really not going to volunteer for the senior high lock-in next year, but I should, because it was much more sedate, I was told. But the lock-ins happened, and those who were able to be there enjoyed themselves. Please be praying for Susie Enderly. Susie was admitted to Fulton County yesterday for some tests and for some observation. Please pray for Jean Stom. She had to leave the 8 o'clock service this morning, but she is home and settled in and doing better. We've been praying for Chloe Merrillett. She is now in the hospital for at least 5 days. She's had 3 days of nutrition, and she's actually gained 2 pounds already. So it's working, and they continue to try and manage that. We can be praying for Anna Yoder's mother. Heard a little bit that there's a concern there, so be please praying for them. There's also a couple of situations in the congregation of people that have asked for prayers but really don't want anything shared. So God knows the name, God knows the situation, so just pray for a couple of anonymous situations. And then please be praying for Robin and Gary Wise. Their granddaughter, Ani, maybe 2 to 3 years of age, they were down visiting in Hocking Hills, and she fell about 30 feet. And has several skull fractures. So she was life flighted to Columbus, and so we joined the Wise family in prayer for their little one. Let's come before the Lord in prayer. Lord God, we know that you know us, and you challenge us to evermore know you. Lord, we thank you for the ways that you reveal yourself in dramatic moments, such as when you revealed yourself to Daniel in rescuing him from the lions. But you also reveal yourself in everyday activities like what Dan and Amanda and Elizabeth Judah experience. And thankful that they can share with us this morning. Lord, in revealing yourself, you affect our vision of things, and you cause us to change our lives, to change our course, to be more patterned after you, and we praise you for that. We thank you for revealing yourself in quiet acts of service that open our eyes to your ways, as we recognize the restorative power of compassion, of love. We do pray that you will use us, each one of us, as instruments of your love and your care. Strengthen us, Lord, when we are reluctant to confront our own inner lack of vision, or when we operate as though spiritual darkness were the norm. Although it is humbling and discomforting to view ourselves and our actions in light of your will, we offer thanks for your glorious illumination. We gratefully recognize that your purpose is to lessen our stumbling and to permit us to look at ourselves with Christly clarity. We ask that you enable us to bear witness to the light. Help us dare to witness in a world of shadowy intentions, of dim hopes, of dark forces of pain and destruction. Inspire us to be devoted in prayer, as you were with Daniel, as he prayed when the decree told him not to. Grant us courage to be bold in our witness. Grant us wisdom through knowing the whole story of the Bible. We pray for your continual care and blessing of Dan and Amanda, Elizabeth and Judah. Enable them to enjoy their time with family and friends. Travel with them as they go to Nebraska and Colorado and back. Refresh them in this time. And thank you for enabling them to be with us today. Lord, we pray for little Ani. We pray for her well-being. We pray for the aching hearts of her family and her grandparents. Lord, we pray for your power to be upon her. We pray for Susie and for Jean. We pray for Chloe. We pray for Anna Yoda's mother. Lord, we pray for the situations that you place on each of our hearts, and we lift them up to you, knowing that you are a God of miracles, you are a God of healing, you are a God of peace and of love and compassion. Lord, unite us together in our hearts of worship as we pray together the prayer of our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
This morning's scripture passages are taken from the Gospel of Matthew. I will be reading chapter 5, verses 17 through 20, and chapter 22, verses 34 through 40. Chapter 5, verses 17 through 20. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Anyone who breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commandments will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. Now from Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 through 40. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." This is God's holy word.
How often do you think about eternity? A lot. A lot more now in these days where the world seems to be getting more evil and more corrupt. But we do have hope in God. In Revelations it says, "And they were singing the song of Moses, the song of God, and the song of the Lamb. Great and marvelous are your doings, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of ages. Who shall not fear, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous deeds have been disclosed." Then I looked and saw that the holy of holies of the temple in heaven were thrown wide open. If you're able to stand, please join us and sing, "Holy Forever."
And generations falling down in worship to sing the song of ages through the land, and all who've gone before us and all who will believe will sing the song of ages through the land. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest. Dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all, and the angels cry, holy, all creation cries, holy, you are lifted high, holy, holy forever. If you've been redeemed, sing the song forever to the Lamb. If you walk in freedom, and if you bear His name, sing the song forever to the Lamb. Well, sing the song forever and amen, and the angels cry, holy, all creation cries, holy, you are lifted high, holy, holy forever. Hear your people sing, holy, to the King of Kings, holy, you will always be.
People sing, holy, to the King.